You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on The Movie Show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to The Movie Show.
What is up?
Hey, yo.
We are back.
Here in your ears, yep. On your favorite ORSPS.
This is The Movie Show.
On Active FM.
I'm Sash.
And my name is Ryan.
And last week we started a show, yes. Or started the show. Yeah. This is kind of a continuation. So we started speaking about The Batman.
I can't be wearing the same stuff.
Right, Ryan's just changing real quick. There we go. Okay.
And this week in Active FM, The Movie Show.
Part 2, The Batman.
What we spoke about last week.
Take 2. Oh, it's take 2. That's cool. Alright, so we started speaking about The Batman.
We
if you didn't listen to that show, go listen to it because it was a really cool
got
show.
Downloaded.
Yes. So this week, what we thought we'd do is we'd look at like So we spoke about like the film in general last week, but this week we thought we'd look at the character Batman because this isn't the first time that Batman has been
and there's been like
maybe
2 epic Batmans.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah,
the other ones is not their fault. It was just the era that it was filmed in.
It was either the costumes or the director, or the something or something that happened that just was like. Meh.
Yeah.
So the different actors that have played Batman. Are you ready, Ryan?
Hey,
this is the list.
Did you know that Keanu Reeves was a version of a Batman in DC League of Super Pets? What the?
I'm not watching that.
Sorry, I just saw that now. Keanu Reeves.
That doesn't count. That does not count. We are not doing those. That doesn't count.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Okay, there's been so many. Although, can we just put the Lego Man Batman in?
Yes.
Because he was also pretty epic.
He was cool, though.
Okay, whichever Batman spoke with a low voice like this.
There.
What did you do with the body? Where? And then have to shout, you know?
I don't know how they do that.
I swear to me.
Okay, so to go through the list, we have number 1, Louis G. Wilson. Do you know who Louis G. Wilson is?
No, but if you don't know, go to YouTube, go watch, go to Active TV,
mm-hmm.
go look for the playlist, The Movie Show.
Mm-hmm.
We are putting up all the images up there for you.
There we go.
It's my job, so it's a lot of hard work.
It
takes
go
me about 3 hours to edit the show. Some editors out there going, what? Only 3 hours, dude. Sorry, you continue.
So apparently he's the first and the youngest actor to play the adult Batman and also the least successful. That's why we don't know about him. Haha. At 23, he played Batman. It was a very long time ago. The picture's in black and white. That's how long ago it was.
Right.
1951, cult classic of... Okay, I don't know what that is.
Wow.
Yeah, no. Anyway, so he played Batman.
I'm sure some people are being like, oh, back in the day when
he
Batman...
died in 2000.
Oh.
So this actor died in 2000. Okay. Mm. Next person is Robert Lowery. So he played he basically followed up the role in 1949's Batman and Robin. And unlike Lewis, he was 36 at the time, a veteran actor having already appeared, this is cool, in The Mask of Zorro. And you know that originally Batman, so his parents died walking out of a cinema and they'd gone to watch Zorro. So that's kind of where like Batman got the inspiration for the mask and that.
Sure.
Cause you know, Zorro wears a mask.
Yeah,
so it's actually cool that he acted in Zorro and then also was Batman. Cause the characters, there's, So he was also Batman. Don't know. Okay. This guy, shame. So Adam West. have you ever seen Adam West as the Batman?
That's a real comic book.
Okay, can I? So last week I told you I'd give you some information on like what happened with the comics originally with Batman, right?
Really?
So
you said that?
I did say that, yes. So I'm now going to tell you, right? So what happened was when Batman first came out, he actually, in the original comics, he actually did kill people. which, yes, goes against the whole Batman thing because Batman doesn't kill, right? Then what happened was there's, if you look on some of the comics, I can't remember the exact name now, but there was, it was basically like a censorship for comic books because parents were feeling like their children, because children read comics books, they were feeling their children were reading like violence and et cetera, et cetera. They even felt like Robin and Batman characters were being gayish. So they got the censorship to come in, and then they censored the comics and made Batman a very like, very, very, like, very flimsy comedic character, actually. I mean, there's even comic books where he's in, like, a zebra suit and stuff. Like, it's weird. It actually is really weird.
Right.
So when Adam West, they decided to do, this was a TV series. It wasn't actually a film. But the director, do you know the director had never read a Batman comic?
Well, now that doesn't help much.
So he then decided, let's go make a comedy. And then this thing looks so stupid. Shame. Like, I was even watching. So we follow guys on
YouTube.
Look at his
eyebrows.
No, it's bad. They're a VFX artist called Corridor Crew, right? And they were doing a video where they took Adam West and put him into the new Batman. But at the beginning, the one guy is so mad because he's like, Adam West was a good actor. He was a good actor, and they robbed him of his chance to play a good Batman because they decided to go and make this whack car. No, it's really bad. At one point, he's running with a bomb. But like those old fashioned black bombs with the, it was so, and he's wearing tights and he's got underpants over his tights.
You know, this guy actually has a Batman chin.
You see? That's why he was upset. Because he said Adam West was robbed. Because, no, but this one really looks dumb. I was sure, I was like.
Talk about just being born in the wrong time.
But apparently it did a very good job at like people, but I think it's probably because it was a comedy.
Yeah.
I think, and he obviously, Adam West was a good actor himself, so he was able to take something that was really sad and really bad. The costume designer needs to be slapped, honestly.
He was probably just following brief.
Yeah, probably. Shame. Yeah. Okay, next up we have Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
And he plays the Batman in 1989's Batman. He was with Tim Burton.
Was that 89?
Yep, 1989. Tim Burton was the director of this.
Yeah, this is the first Batman I watched.
Oh, really?
He had the like serious voice, and he was that very like, I'm here to do my job. You
know? I think he brought back the whole like dark element almost with the Batman.
Yeah, this was the guy.
Because Batman is a dark character, so it's like,
it's weird,
to go and make it comedic, maybe is not the best.
Yeah, that's what
choice.
I thought. I was also like,
Yeah, okay. Then next up is Kevin Conroy, who he was in the Batman animated series. Ever watch it, Ryan?
Good chin.
Oh.
Never seen it.
It is a good chin, though.
He's really got a good chin.
It is animated, though.
I know.
Then we have Val Kilmer, who was Batman in Joel Schumacher's version.
Never seen it.
I haven't seen it either. And then next up, we have George Clooney. What? Yep, we have George Clooney.
You know who he looks like? Wakanda forever. Look at his suit.
Yeah, it's true.
Huh?
He was in 1997's Batman and Robin. But I saw some footage from this. Also, the set designer and costume designer needs to be slapped.
It was kind of comical as well, wasn't it?
It looks comical.
It rings a bell. I don't think I've watched it, but it does ring a bell. And I think like Catwoman or whatever.
Wasn't it Michelle Pfeiffer? Yeah.
Nope.
Then we have Christian Bale's Batman.
Yes.
Can I be honest?
Can we all just pause for a second?
I'm going to say something Ryan's not going to like.
It's okay. I'll take this one.
Man, I'm about to break your heart.
Can you hear the noise?
Can I honestly say that was... Can we think about this? Can we just think about this?
No, we don't want to think about it.
Was Christian Bale's Batman actually that good?
I wasn't expecting much because I was like, oh, the guy's probably not even that built and stuff like that. But then I watched it and I was like, yeah. I liked him. I felt threatened by this guy. Like, I was like, I wouldn't want, like his movements, everything. He was like the way he beat people up. The way
I respect Christian Bale as an actor. I really, really do respect him as an actor. Brilliant.
I respect him as Batman.
I respect him from like Ford versus Ferrari more. But like, can I be honest? Like when I watched the Dark Knight, it wasn't Batman. It wasn't Christian Bale that was like, wow. It was Heath Ledger. Do you not agree?
No.
No?
No, I like Christian Bale.
And like even in Dark Knight Rises. When Ben Affleck, I feel like...
You see?
Yeah, no, Christian Bale wasn't like better than Ben Affleck. Mm. But what I'm saying is like, did you want to watch it because of Christian Bale, yeah, or were there other?
I did.
Okay, Ryan was saying.
I did.
Okay, for me personally,
I was very interested, but especially because I'd heard about the character. Obviously, we had watched Ford versus Ferrari. We had heard a lot of stuff, yeah, about what he had done and stuff like that. So I was like, and I remember the other Batmans, and I remember them being really big and built. And I was like, okay, this is going to be quite interesting. You know, how is this guy going to pull it off? And he pulled it off. I was just like, yeah.
I suppose it wasn't comical. It wasn't stupid. It was respectful to the original DC Comics that wrote before that censorship thing came in and then changed it to a zebra. I don't know what, but yeah. Okay, next up we have Will Arnett, who was in the Lego Movie.
Yeah. Woo.
However,
he was also deep voice.
Arrested Development star. That he wasn't arrested, relax. He brought some comedy magic to the role and landed his own spin-off movie as a result. Wow.
It was good.
That's really cool.
It was good. Good voice.
In the Lego Batman movie.
Liked him. Gotta go see that film.
I actually would go watch that one.
You should.
Okay, then we have Ben Affleck, who was obviously in Zack Snyder's controversial Batman versus Superman
I think I might have been surprised by him. I can't exactly remember details, but I do remember him also having this very, like you can't have a conversation with him. Like, he's just like, I'm here to do my job, you know?
Yeah.
Batman.
Yeah.
Not as great as the others.
Yeah.
But I was surprised, though.
And then we have Robert Pattinson as the latest Batman.
And I suppose this is the one, the Batman that you liked, here. Huh?
Yeah.
No. Yes. Okay.
No. Wait.
Good.
Can I give us some facts?
Can we talk about Robert here?
Wait. Robbie. Can I give us some facts before we go into who our favorite Batman of all time is? Okay. So, Robert Pattinson's audition screen test took place while he was in rehearsals. We have mentioned this before, but just as a recap, while he was shooting Tenant 2022 in Los Angeles, May 2019, and Pattinson had to lie to Christopher Nolan about it. Christopher Nolan directed Christian Bale's Batman.
Not a lie anymore, yeah.
Yeah. And Nolan, who was no stranger to Batman and Warner Brothers, immediately figured it out. Pattinson said to him, I had a family emergency. And as soon as I said it, Christopher Nolan responded with, you're doing the Batman audition, aren't you? When Pattinson was told that he won the role of Batman a day before principal photography for Tenet began, he was surprised that Nolan also knew and congratulated him, even though he hadn't told anyone yet. So, and wow, I actually saw a video, an interview with Christopher Nolan, who said that Robert Pattinson is an amazing actor and he will pull off Batman perfectly. So you literally have the director of the whole Batman Begins series.
Have you seen interviews with Robert Pattinson? Because obviously we've seen him in Tenant, but he's an actor. So you don't know how he is
in real
life.
The guy. He's completely different.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, he's completely different.
That's
he
like,
sounds different.
I was just like, what?
He's got like this high-pitched, cute voice.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's bad. Yeah, no, he did a very good job.
Like, that's how when I heard that he was bad, I was like, okay, he could. And then when I saw the film, I was like, he didn't buff up that much. So I was like, and obviously they changed the suit a bit and they had to put the big heavy boots and footsteps, you know, because otherwise.
That's really cool.
I don't know if that was going to scare me.
Nah.
Yeah, I didn't feel there was weight on Batman. That's just my honest opinion.
As in physical weight?
No. I don't know. There was just a lot around. I was just like, maybe it's because like Robert Pattinson Tenant just kept sticking out. There's a look that he has, and even like his mouth and his chin. I don't know. I was just like, I don't know.
Ryan's really onto this chin thing.
I'm not sure. Yeah, of course, because Batman, the chin is the only part that's showing. So you're like, is this guy scary or is he not scary? I mean, how many threats did he get in the film? Like, hey, who are you, man? Yo, get out of here, you know? Because, I don't know. I didn't feel the
Can I say, I think buffness. He did a very good job between like almost separating Batman and Bruce Banner. Not Bruce Banner, what am I saying? Bruce Wayne, sorry.
Yes.
Like, I think he did a very good, like, you literally felt like they were two different
when
people.
When the suit was off.
Yes.
I liked him.
Yes. So can I give you some trivia? So last week I actually mentioned this. So we spoke about how the Nirvana song was like a very big theme in this.
My
and
goodness. I've been waiting for this for a whole
right,
week.
Okay. So Robert Pattinson's Bruce Wayne is partially inspired by Kurt Cobain.
That explains everything.
Writer and director Matt
hair,
Reeves.
The makeup, like everything.
Now listen to this. The director was listening to Nirvana when he wrote the first act with Patterson in mind. So he actually wrote this for Robert Patterson. And he said, that's when it came to me. Rather than make Bruce Wayne the Playboy version we've seen before, which that's what we've seen.
Yeah.
There's another version who had gone through a great tragedy and became a recluse. Kurt Cobain had a relationship with fame where being famous was not his goal. He loved music, but the idea of being famous for music was a double-edged sword for him. And that made me think of Rob Patterson, actually. I felt that this rock star vibe suited him well. After all, he became a pop culture icon at a very young age and had to carry that burden too and extricate himself from it from it to become the actor that he is today. So he literally wrote the role. Damn. For him. And I actually loved seeing that side because, and they mentioned it a couple of times that in this version, it's like he's trying to get away from being Bruce Wayne and to become his true self, who is the Batman. And that's why even in this film, like, you barely saw Bruce Wayne. Like, you barely saw him as not, like, he was the Batman for most of the film.
You didn't see him as, like, the rich kid got it all together. You know what? I think what makes this pretty cool is that, I mean, like I said in last week, is that it is quite a risk doing another Batman again. But, like, they did it different.
Yeah, which you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I also love is, like, even in the film, you see they draw comparisons a couple of times where you don't pick it up, like you won't pick it up, but in your subconscious, you pick it up. So, for example, you know when Batman goes to the club and knocks on the back door and then there's those twins. The one opens and he's like, what the hell? Then he closes the door. Of course, he's like, you see, I told you what the... And then, like, he beats them up and blah, 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 blah. And then he gets in and, you know, like, takes the whole club by storm.
They keep going back to those guys.
Yes. But then the second time, he knocks on the door as Bruce Wayne.
That's right.
And now he's not confident. He's literally like...
You know who I am.
Yeah, like, he you can see he doesn't want to be there. He's nervous. He's scared. Then the car closes the door, opens the door. He's like, see, I told you, it's Bruce Wayne. They're like, okay, come in.
I like those two guys. Shame. Yeah.
But, like, it's the same guy. Like, it's literally the same guy. The only difference is what he's wearing. And yet his whole persona changed. And I loved how Robert Pattinson did that. Like, the way he played the two different parts of one, like that was really good. And also what I really enjoyed, I never realized, because the first time I saw it, when I saw the trailer, I was like, why did they do that? But I loved it, actually. So this is the first version of Batman to directly address the black eye makeup under his mask. Right? So all the Batman have had the black eye makeup, but no one's addressed it. In previous versions on film, the makeup just magically disappears when he takes his mask off.
Yeah.
And I would like to just say, I am a woman. I have had eyeliner on my eyes and literally bruised myself. I'm not even joking. The one time we were doing this test where my sister was trying on a whole lot of different eye makeup things, and the one was like this hectic eyeliner. And to get this eyeliner off, I had to like scrub, and my eyes were literally bruised for a week. Not even joking. It looked like I'd been in a fight.
Well, there you
go. The fact that they just magically, the eye makeup just, black eye makeup just magically disappears.
Yeah.
No, this guy is not a woman. He does not have a makeup. Like, that doesn't make sense. So what they did here was really cool. And Matt Reeves actually said, I just love the idea of taking off the mask, and under there you see that there's been sweating and dripping, and just you can see what he's been through because of his eye makeup that's all smudged,
and that's true.
And his hair, and that was, I loved that shot. So I don't know if you remember where he took the mask off. I was just like, this is a cool shot. The shot right here,
I was just like, what? Wow. What? Wait, who? What?
Why is he?
And then I think he cleaned himself up, and then he was like, "Boosh!" There he was. Cause, and you could see now he's sorted himself out, type of thing. I was like, "Oh, there you go," because he had the same hair type of style from Tenant, you know, that like long.
Yes.
I think you see him in real life, and his hair is not really straight. It was
sort
of up, I don't know, weird type of thing. But yeah, for me, like the thing that I battled the most with this Batman was the fact that it felt like the suit was too big for him.
Really?
Like it looks like the mask is too big, like the top part. Where the other Batman, it literally feels like the guy's like buffed and stuff. So you like you have to stretch the thing over him, type of thing. You know, because Batman's supposed to, I mean, that's his superpower.
Batman doesn't have a superpower.
He does. He's rich. That's his superpower.
That's not a superpower.
It's a superpower because he has gadgets.
No,
and cool toys.
he just believes yeah. in doing the right thing.
And something else that I appreciated about this film was the fact that, like, his vehicles weren't all, like, super souped up.
Yeah.
Like, he had the cool fast car with a really cool sounding engine, so that was cool. Mm. I was like, yeah, and his bike was like a normal bike.
Yeah.
I was just like,
which makes sense, because otherwise he'd, like, draw attention to himself.
No, look, it's cool.
Yeah.
The vehicles are cool. I liked, you know, the Batman Begins, you know, that all of that. I liked the vehicles in there. I was like, well, that is such a cool vehicle. That is such a, because that's what's cool about Batman. But in, yeah, it just felt like a bit more, it's almost like Batman before he becomes Batman.
You see, but the weird thing is,
like Spider-Man with
this
suit,
isn't,
you know?
This isn't an origin story.
No, it's
because
not.
Obviously, like, so in Batman Begins, that's an origin story. You literally see him becoming Batman.
Yeah.
Whereas with this one, they described it more like, he is Batman, but he's almost fighting being Batman, and he doesn't know if what he's doing is actually helping. And then this villain comes up, and this villain's kind of been inspired by Batman, because, like, so it's kind of like, and then by the end of the film, he's like, no, I actually need this. City needs me, and I can make a difference.
You
and
get the conflict.
Yes, like you.
Like, oh.
Yeah, and even so the Selina Kyle Catwoman's character, she says to him, like, come with me, we can be the bat and the cat. There's a nice ring to it. And he then says,
and
no,
the sun,
I belong here. They need me here.
Yeah.
As messed up as the city is, and Gotham, shame. Gotham is just really sad.
Yeah.
But, like, they need me here. So it was almost like a accepting who I am story, in a way.
Definitely a different part, a different character.
I honestly enjoyed it. I think the whole film in general was just like, it wasn't necessarily Robert Pattinson's acting. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, when you're just like, that was a, I can honestly say this without a shadow of a doubt, I'm saying it. I enjoyed this film more than Batman Begins. So
really?
That was the first film in that trilogy. Obviously, I'm hoping this is going to be at least a trilogy, you know. I honestly can say I enjoyed this more than Batman Begins.
I'm going to agree with you there. Yes, I'm going to agree with you there. And that's just purely on the whole thing of the Christopher Nolan, you know, long film. And also because I enjoyed the way that this ended.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, they need superhero. Be their hand, buddy, not the knife, you know, type of thing. So it was cool. And like I said, the different part of him, that was awesome.
Okay, Ryan, moment of truth. Favorite Batman, go.
Yeah, still Christian Bale.
Not the Lego Batman?
That guy. Wait, hang on, I have to reconsider. Can we just go back to Peter? Yeah, no, Christian Bale is one of my favorite actors. Like, right now, probably if you have to mention other names, I'll be like, oh no, wait. But right now, yeah. Christian Bale, love you, man. That guy, awesome. Love him.
I would like to say, I'm going to respectfully agree. No, I'm joking. I respect Ryan's
decision. I was like, yeah, no.
So,
the Lego man, isn't it?
It's the Lego. It's definitely the obviously it's the Lego.
But why?
His voice was just, you know, so Batman-y. So, with me, with Christopher Nolan's Batman's thing, my favorite character in that was Heath Ledger. And honestly, everyone else was in his shadow. Like, honestly, that his performance was just so good that I wasn't watching it for Batman and Christian Bale. I was watching it for Heath Ledger. So for me, I'm like, if I'm not watching it for, you know, the dude that has his name in the title, like, that's a problem. It wasn't the Joker Begins or the Joker Rises. It was Batman. Do you get what I'm saying? So, I'm like, whereas with this film, as much as I enjoyed, like, everyone, like, honestly, Robert Pattinson, I liked what he brought to the character. I think I liked the new,
that whole Kurt Cobain look.
Yes, that whole thing to it, because, like, we've seen, like, the Playboy feel. But I think also this film, like, just, I really enjoyed the movie. Like, the movie visually was stunning.
That was awesome.
The acting was so good. The costume was brilliant. I loved how even with Selina Kyle, she's Catwoman, and her nails are like, they did a very simple design. So
I loved their mask as well.
Yes. Like, just, everything, like, it was so good. I really, really enjoyed. So I think I'm going with him, because, like, there wasn't anyone stealing the show for me. And if someone stole the show, then it's like, but yeah. So, like, I think That is why he's my favorite. Because no one stole the show.
Awesome.
Just a piece of, this random, probably should have been in last week's show, but I just remembered it now, so I'm going to say it. Do you know that one of the members of the cast, I don't get it to this day, but maybe it's something for the future. A cast member on The Batman, you can literally go on Google, you'll find it, is Matthew McConaughey. And I was like, no, he wasn't. He wasn't in the movie. I didn't see him one time. So I went to search. Apparently, in 2021, he was supposed to be Harvey Dent. You know, the guy that loses half of his face? But they didn't... I didn't see him in this film. But I would really enjoy that. Like, honestly, I'm looking forward to what they can do with this.
So this is one of those where they're like, this is like the beginning of the whole film.
I really hope so.
And like the penguin was there and...
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you'll have Colin Farrell coming back as the penguin. You'll have Barry Keoghan as the Joker. Yeah. Riddler's obviously still there. You've got Selina Kyle who can come back. You've got Gordon, et cetera, et cetera. And now you may have Matthew McConaughey as Harvey Dent.
Do you think you'll have an accent too? That whole southern accent.
I hope not, personally.
Well, only one way to find out.
Right.
We'll have to wait.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But comment down below. Let us know who your favorite Batman is. Maybe it's Adam West. Maybe you like the comedy version.
Adam West.
Hectic. Yeah.
Let's go see his other films. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't judge an actor by his...
By his Batman.
Yes.
It's a good one. It is a good one because I love Christian Bale as an actor.
Yeah.
Just Heath Ledger, you know.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale all the
Too
way.
Too much.
But this has been The Movie Show.
I'm your favorite ORSPS.
And we are signing out.
And yeah. Goodbye.
Peace.
Join the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.